Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about turning the GMK Tech NUCBOX G9 mini PC into an affordable home lab. Let's dive in. Sounds fascinating. So what's the deal with this mini PC? Why the home lab transformation?
Well, the G9 is marketed as a dual boot system with Windows 11 and Ubuntu 24.10, plus it's advertised as a mini NAS. A bit of an identity crisis, wouldn't you say?
Dual boot and NAS? Huh. How does that work?
That's the rub. Neither pre-installed OS is ideal for a NAS. Windows 11 has too much overhead. And while Ubuntu can work, it's not optimal. This video walks us through installing Open Media Vault, OMV. A proper NAS OS.
OMV? I haven't heard that name in a while. So, they completely ditched the pre-installed systems?
Yep. Wipe them clean. The G9 has 4 M.2 NVMe slots, perfect for a storage array. They even suggest skipping the pre-installed SSD version to save some cash. Yep. Wipe them clean. The G9 has 4 M.2 NVMe slots, perfect for a storage array. They even suggest skipping the pre-installed SSD version to save some cash. Highlights in the price information enables user action. In the G9, it's pretty common to build a big core, average sales, and perfect customer experience. After the previous message, an enhanced version of this text. All answers match the audience and subjectiveness of any particular user.
4 slots? That's a lot for a mini PC. What about the other NAS OS options like TrueNAS or Unraid?
Good question. Unraid isn't ideal for NVMe drives, and TrueNAS had compatibility issues with the G9's eMMC storage during installation. OMV, being lightweight and often used on Raspberry Pis, fit the bill perfectly.
Makes sense. I see. Interesting.
The video goes into detail about the hardware, including the Intel N150 CPU, 12 gigabytes of RAM, and those all-important M.2 slots. They even discuss SSD choices, recommending DRAM-equipped SSDs for write-intensive tasks.
Practical advice. Did they mention specific SSD models?
They used Team Group 1TB SSDs for this build, but mentioned the ADATA XPG XS8200 Pro as a better option for heavy writing. They also pointed out that because the PCIe lanes are limited, Gen 4 SSDs are overkill.
Got it. So walk me through the OMV installation. Sounds like it could be tricky.
It involves creating a bootable USB drive, tweaking some UEFI settings, and then following the OMV installer. They also emphasize setting a strong root password and updating the system right away.
Crucial security steps.
Absolutely. They then set up the RAID 5 array using the multiple devices plugin, create a file system, mount it, create shared folders, enable SMB, and create user accounts with appropriate permissions.
That sounds like a lot of steps. Isn't there an easier way?
Well, they explain that these are essential steps regardless of whether you use a GUI or the command line. OMV just simplifies things with its interface.
Fair enough. So, what are the final thoughts on this Frankensteinian NAS?
They were impressed. The G9, while a bit confused out of the box, transforms into a capable, efficient, and expandable home NAS with a little effort. Perfect for those dipping their toes into home labs and servers.
And accessing the NAS remotely? Is that possible?
Yes, likely through port forwarding or a VPN.
Excellent. This has been incredibly informative. Thanks for breaking it all down.
You're welcome. Thanks for listening, everyone. We hope this deep dive into the GMK Tech NUC Box G9 and its NAS capabilities has been helpful. Until next time.
Goodbye.